Exclusive, Michigan poll, just an Amash underwater beneath 20%, trails Challenger by double digits. By Matthew Boyle on July 3, 2019. Representative Justin Amash, Army, the Michigan Never Trump GOP congressman who recently publicly backed impeachment of President Donald Trump, is now underwater in his own district according to a poll obtained exclusively by Breitbart News. Amash is polling at just 17% in the GOP primary, trailing State Representative Jim Loehr by double digits. Loehr, who announced his candidacy as Amash revealed his support for impeaching Trump, is at 27%, a 10-point lead over Amash. What's more, another Amash challenger, State Representative Lynn Offen-Dulles, is tied with the congressman for 17%, meaning one challenger to the incumbent representative is beating him by double digits and a second is already tied with him. Another challenger, activist Tom Norton, is at 5% in this poll. Pete Meyer, the heir to the Meyer supermarket chain Fortune who just announced his candidacy on Wednesday, polls at just 4% in this survey. 30% of respondents were undecided. The poll, conducted by Strategic National, surveyed 400 likely Republican voters in Michigan's 3rd congressional district from June 29 to July 1 and has a margin of error of 4.89%. Another potential candidate, businessman and real estate developer Joe Longlawa, who owns the Deltaplex facility in which President Trump has held rallies as well as manufacturing companies, is also considering running for the seat. Sources familiar with the matter tell Breitbart News, but he was not polled in this survey. Strategic National has a track record as a political consulting and polling firm for getting Michigan politics correct. In fact, it was the only firm in the nation to correctly call the Michigan victory by President Trump over Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016, publishing a poll showing a tie between the two in the final days of the election. The GOP firm, which represents various clients around the country, does not currently have a horse in the race in Michigan's 3rd congressional district but says in a release it reserves the right to take one on and may do so down the road. Amash backed impeachment of President Trump back in late May on Twitter, with a series of tweets laying out his reasoning. In fact, Trump held rallies in Longlawa Deltaplex facility as far back as 2015, when Trump praised him from the stage of the rally there in Grand Rapids. What's perhaps even more interesting is that three of the other candidates Offen-Dulles, Meyer, and Norton all have ties into the same never-Trump community that voters are furious with Amash over. Loehr has accused Norton of being never-Trump, exposing old Facebook posts from Norton from 2016 saying he would not vote for Trump against Clinton when Trump became the presumptive GOP nominee. Offen-Dulles similarly made a series of never-Trump comments in 2016, according to a press release from Loehr's campaign, including calling both Trump and Clinton batshit crazy after Trump won the Michigan primary in March 2016. She also, according to Loehr's press release, see link below, made a series of negative comments throughout the general election about Trump, saying Americans would be better off dead than with him as president. Jim Loehr Congress press release anti-Trump Offen-Dulles running in MeCD3_62719_A, 1. Mayor, meanwhile, has his own deep history with Never Trump and leftist causes. In October 2016, 3 weeks before the general election, Federal Election Commission, FEC, records show that Meyer donated $250 to an organization that was formed to stop President Trump from defeating Clinton. The organization, called Common Defense, says on its website it was formed by veterans in 2016 who viewed Trump as a real threat. Common Defense was born out of the 2016 U.S. presidential election when military veterans recognized Donald Trump as a real threat. The website for the organization to which Meyer contributed says, "We knew that he could win and we mobilized to stop him. Since then, we've grown into a powerful movement with more than 150,000 supporters and tens of thousands of veterans and military families across all 50 states." In 2017, after Trump was president, Meyer wrote a piece widely circulated by leftists claiming in part about Trump that his team was pushing a backdrop of White House half-truths and outright lies. The same FEC records also show Meyer maxed out to Amash in 2017, contributing $5,400 over 2 donations to the Never Trump congressman he is considering running against now, in addition to having teamed up with According to news reports, anti-Trump leftist billionaires Jeff Bezos of Amazon and The Washington Post, as well as former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, on a PAC that claims to be bipartisan. Meyer also recently deleted his Twitter account, which was full of never-Trump comments and retweets. Strategic National CEO John Yob, whose firm conducted the poll, said in a release obtained by Breitbart News that there are two big takeaways from this survey. First, Amash is in serious trouble, and his only real path back to his congressional seat is if Democrats cross over to vote for him in the GOP primary. Second, Yob says, Meyer is not registering and is unlikely to give in his pass, so that leaves this field wide open at this stage. Congressman Amash has a path to victory by turning out Democrats to vote in the Republican primary in a crowded field that isn't represented in the top-line results of the survey, Yob said. The results of the Democrat portion of the survey are consistent with the strong Democrat turnout he had at his town hall meeting. Amash's approval rating with likely GOP voters surveyed is underwater as well. A whopping 52% view him as very unfavorable, with another 19% saying they view him as somewhat unfavorable. Only 12% view him as somewhat favorable, and another 12% view him as very favorable. Amash's position is very similar to another never-Trump Republican from last election cycle, now former Senator Jeff Flake, Oz, who ended up not running for re-election given how badly he was polling in his primary at the time. Some fear that Amash may bow out in much the same way Flake eventually did to clear the way to try to pass the mantle to Meyer, who shares his views on the president and even retweeted Amash's thread calling for Trump's impeachment on his since-deleted account. But for now, Amash is still in the race. Pete Meyer hardly registers despite his famous last name and publicity surrounding his Bezos and Bloomberg-funded political action committee that helped Democrats win control of Congress in 2018, Yob added. Meyer and Amash appear to be positioned to compete for the same anti-Trump voters and hoping for significant Democrat turnout in the open primary that could be similar to McCain 2000 and Snyder 2010. What's more, the survey shows GOP voters in Amash's district strongly want someone who is a strong supporter of President Trump. In fact, 82% replied they want someone who is a strong supporter of President Trump, whereas only 7% said they want the GOP nominee to be someone who engages in criticizing President Trump. 6% had no opinion on that question, and 4% were unsure.